Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We're back in the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Dukes and Bell. Mike Bell, John Chuckery in for Carl Dukes. Be with you today and tomorrow. We'll be up in Twin Peaks up in Kennesaw tomorrow where the Atlanta Braves get ready to head into the nation's capital. Start of a 10-game road trip. Coming off their victory last night, 7-2 over the Mets. We go out to the WadeFord.com hotline. He is the Hall of Famer, John Smoltz, joining us, of course, from MLB Network, all of Fox's baseball coverage. And John, you know, I hate to put one game, you know, in a microcosm of things, but, you know, Fried pitching well last night, the offense getting back on track, taking two out of three. There were just a lot of little small positives, I think, that you wanted to see given the night before for the Braves before they head out on this long road trip.
You know, it's been a really amazing year when you think about the frustrations of early on losing a lot of games late, then they come back in some three or four miracle games in the ninth. Those usually even themselves out, or they usually don't even themselves out. But look, the Braves have gotten a formula that I think is how you have a really good run. You get two hot starters, two hot hitters in your lineup, and two hot relievers. If you can do that at different times during, they don't have to be the same guys, you're going to be on a good run. And of course, Tehran, just what he did was unbelievable. And Soroka, though, so there's your two guys. And then, of course, offensively, it's really been collectively a great stretch of offense for the Braves. And then if they can find two guys that get hot in the bullpen, that's going to be key, as I've said it all year. I mean, the bullpen arms, they're young. Luke Jackson's trying to, you know, get to that point where he can be the stable guy at the end. But it's going to be one of those years where you have to find pieces to get hot at the right time.
It's a John Smoltz with us here on Dukes and Bell with John filling in. John, the relief role, obviously you were a starter and you just had the confidence. You came in and you just balled out as a closer. You got to see Mark Wohlers go through the good, the bad, and the ugly. How does Luke Jackson get to being the man?
Well, I think it's going to come down to understanding, you know, the usage. It's been a high usage and he's been in a lot of games. And I think it's the inexperience of not knowing how to measure each game differently, meaning, you know, some games in a one-run game, just whatever it takes. If it takes 28 pitches, it takes 28 pitches. But for the most part, to be successful long-term, you've got to find a way to limit your pitches per outing and get outs and not care if you give up runs unless it's a tying run. You know, I think that's the biggest thing that's been seen has changed in the game, where guys are so used to striking everybody out and having these high strikeout numbers that you see more and more young pitchers kind of throw more and more pitchers just to strike them out instead of just get them out. And that bouncing back and learning how, when you don't have your best slider, when you don't have your best fastball because you've been in three out of six games or three out of five, that's the biggest adjustment most people don't understand, that I had the leverage and the experience to already have in my back pocket when I went to the bullpen, because I pitched many games out of the bullpen where I knew I didn't have it, but nobody else did.
The Hall of Famer, John Smoltz, joining us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. John, I was going through the numbers for Mike Soroka and Max Fried and looking at their minor league numbers and trying to look at how many innings that they've pitched, because we keep hearing about, you know, like one of these newfangled terms in sports, quote-unquote load management and what these guys can do. You know, Soroka's had 143 and 153 inning season. Max Fried's only had like 120 inning season and 110 inning season. You know, at this point, these guys are starting to get close to 100 innings apiece. I think one's in the 80s, one's in the 90s. What do you think is kind of going to be the magical number for what they're looking for out of these guys? And where do you think that they are going to, how far and how deep do you think they'll let these guys soak up innings this year?
Well, it's part of the reason why Dallas Keuchel is such a huge sign. Because there's no way, based on the past, that you're going to see them go more than 160, 150 innings. You're looking at a bump of about 20%, 30% max of innings. It seems to be this magical formula that has been computed for everybody to follow for whatever reason. And that's just the way the game is now. So nobody's going to be able to have big jumps. And when you have these drastic jumps and you get this postseason push, then you really start pushing the guys to empty. And, you know, I've always said the day and age of where baseball needs to maybe go and self-correct is provide these innings more in the minor leagues for these guys.
Right.
Get them more prepared to be big leaguers when they get called up, because that's what the norm was way back when. That's not the case now. You look at the Mets when they went and made their run against the Kansas City Royals. Every one of those guys went way past their innings, went way past in the postseason, almost on empty, and every one of those guys over the next year and a half, at some point, you know, DeGrom survived most of it, but every one of them got hurt because the load management that you're talking about was so kind of severe at that point that it's hard to call, you know, teach your body. Mm. We never had any of that. No one told us we had. No one ever talked about innings, pitches, nothing. We trained for, and we, you know, it's different. So I get it.
Right.
So it's 150 to 160, and I would think that they would stretch that out with some usage out of the pen, some days in between the All-Star game and after. But that's why Braves last year needed 32 to 35 pitchers to get through the season, and that's why, again, Dallas Keuchel will provide that stability, because obviously he's not under those restraints.
You recognize the voice, Hall of Famer, and now one of the best in the business calling baseball games. John Smoltz with us here on Dukes and Bell with Chuckery. John, how quickly, first off, what do you think Keuchel's going to do, and you think he's going to just pick up where he left off?
Yeah, I think he's going to be fine. Every time you think about, I try to put myself in his situation. He's a veteran pitcher. He knows what to do. He's not going to forget how to pitch. It's just dealing with the adrenaline that's different. You know, the good thing for him is he's not a max effort guy. He's a touch and feel guy. So that might take a few starts to get that late sinker going where he wants to. If he was a 95, 97 mile an hour fastball type guy, you might struggle with a little bit of command. But I think he's going to be fine. I really still to this day don't understand why it took so long. But for the Braves, they got a great signing that's going to help them down the stretch. I did not think they were going to be in this spot, to be honest with you.
Right.
At this point, with the way that you know, the other teams, you know, unfortunately for them, has dealt with a lot of injuries, and so that's been good for the Braves to get in a four game spot. Now, if they can ride this hot streak, I mean, they're going to go through a 5-5 stretch and a 3-7. It's inevitable, but they've done what they had to do against the right teams. And now they're facing a pretty hot Nationals team who is desperate to get back in this thing. And you would just, I thought this way. I don't know if anyone else thinks this way, but going into this series, I would say, okay, worst case, we got to win one. Let's just win one. If we win two, that's unbelievable.
Right.
And you keep rolling. But that's the way I used to think. So as a pitcher, I thought the most important game was game one of a three game series where a team that was desperate that needed to sweep the Braves, right?
Right.
Or if nothing else, they need to win two out of three. So I always felt like you could go in there and steal the first game, and everything else was icing.
Hall of Famer John Smoltz joining us here in the WaitFor.com hotline. Mike Bell, John Chuckering for Carl Dukes on Dukes and Bell. Well, let's talk a little bit about the Washington Nationals. You know, 7-3 over their last 10. They've won three in a row, swept the doubleheader yesterday from Philadelphia. You know, I guess, you know, they're eight back, technically not, you know, out of it, but if it does go sideways a little bit, is Washington going to be a team that you think is going to get into the selling business as they get to the trade deadline? Or do you think they're going to try to ride this out as long as they possibly can and still see if they can even get it late?
Yeah, I think they're going to ride it out. You know, if we'd be talking about a different team if they were somehow 12 or 13 out. But I really, they're not dead to me in a sense with their pitching staff.
Right.
Now, their bullpen needs a lot of improvement, and that might be the very thing that keeps them from making this run, but their starting staff has an opportunity to run off 3 out of 5, 4 out of 5 at any point. And I think they're talented enough offensively, and they're getting healthy again. So This East is going to go right down. It's going to be a battle just like the Central. The only thing, the West is pretty much done. The Dodgers are that good. So it's really going to come down to, in that before that trade deadline, who makes that unique move that somebody's going to have to bite the bullet and give up some young talent
right.
to make a difference maker. And then that difference maker could very well be, you know, the Braves looking, if they're in this position. As good as their farm system is, and as much as you want to hold on to every bit of that talent, at some point, you know, you have to make a tough decision and part ways with a guy that puts you over the top. Because I don't think just making the playoffs anymore, mm-hmm. you know, it's once you did it last year, you want to go deeper. And right. you want to put together that team that makes a deep run.
If Gausman can't come back, John, to the level he was at last year, should the Braves try to find another starter on the cheap because of all the things you just talked about with the innings we're not going to get from Fried and from Soroka?
I think so. I think the teams to look, I mean, again, you know, it's fun to play GM with everybody else's money and everybody else's talent. But if you can get a bullpen piece, I would think a bullpen piece would be just that much more important than necessarily a starter. But the key to me is going to be teams like Cleveland. Right. If they're kind of crawling back in it, but if they go to the decision that they're going to make some moves, you got a guy like Bauer, you got Bumgarner in San Francisco, you've got maybe even a Kluber if he comes back healthy and the potential of that, but that injury hurt. I think Cleveland, San Francisco, you start looking at, you know, Brad Hand, I don't know what some of the other relievers on some of the teams, maybe Colum A, but if you can get that without giving up a ton, then that's a great the team gets energized big time, because anything you can add to an already talented team really, really makes a statement to your team, but makes a statement to the other teams in your league.
You see him on MLB Network and Fox Sports baseball coverage. He's the Hall of Famer, John Smoltz, joined us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. As always, John, appreciate it, buddy. Thanks for jumping on a few minutes with us today.
You got it, guys. Have a good one.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.